larger ones have white halos. We may not be down to the subfloor, but hard to say. Hey, Bob, making 8 to 10 kilometers, and I'm barely moving. Where you got the step, Jack? Right out over there. Okay, let me give him a bearing distance and range and some numbers here. Meet you over there, okay? Bob, I did see a dense gray rock that's different than the others on my traverse out here. We'll try to find some of that too. Okay, Bob, I'm reading 278, 003, and 003 at the step site.
Okay, copy that, Gino. And how about giving me amp hours and batteries just as long as you're there?
Okay, copy that, Gino. And how about giving me amp hours and batteries just as long as you're there?
Yes, sir, it's coming at you. Amp hours are 112 and 110. Batteries are 9.92 and about 112.
Okay, copy that, Gino.
Those are all off scale alone.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay, copy that, Gino. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Nav is going to reset.
Let's say again there. Gene, you're going to go to reset, right?
Say again there. Gene, you're going to go to reset, right?
Yes, sir. Going to reset.
Okay. Okay. And Jack, you can be getting on. You won't need the bomb, and I guess you won't need the LMP camera unless you want it. We'll be deploying the bomb at Steno.
I thought we were playing it by the checklist. You know, here's the bomb.
Give it to me.
I got charge.
Okay. Yeah, it just happens that the station is at the place we're going to deploy the charge.
Okay. Well, we got it off. Okay. Do you know which side of center he wants us to go, Jack?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're going to. Okay. Let me fill you in on the plan, guys. We're going to go to the west side of Steno, which is where you would have driven by anyway. And the stop will be at the 340 slant 1.2, which is where you've got the little delta for ET6 in your checklist. And we will plan on spending about 30 minutes there sampling.
Primarily boulders.
Okay, Gino, west side of Steno then.
Okay, I got it here.
Okay, you got a good feeling on how to head out of here?
Yeah.
I want to get around the backside, now that I'm down here on the backside of Trident, and make sure that that's what I'm looking at is Trident over there. Okay, let me try to get on
this thing. Okay, and 17, just to fill you in a little bit more here, we're looking at a 6+4.5 EVA. We've given you 15 minutes to drive to Station 1, 30 minutes at Station 1, and 15 minutes to drive back to the SEP, and then deploying the SEP for 2 minutes. And then 40 minute closeout at 6+4.5.
I'm sorry, Bob. After 30 minutes at Station 1, what'd you say?
Okay, then we're going to drive back at the 15-minute return to the SEP site, and then 22 minutes at the SEP site to deploy the SEP, and then return to the LEM and 45 minutes for the closeout.
Okay, I understand. Okay, you strapped in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got to start getting that. It's real over. Facing 90 degrees to the seats, I think.
I did the same thing.
Did I do that?
Yeah, we both did.
I tried to knock it all off my feet.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Okay, Jack, let's see if we can't get around Trident East over here.
Well, I wish I didn't have this charge. They play it by the checklist. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay,
we're on the move, Bob.
Okay, this is Trident, isn't it? So we're starting out.
Well, gotta be.
Yeah. So you're starting out on the, you really want to hit about No.
No, we're going to go southeast. 181.
Hey, we'll start out on the same general traverse as you've been on. It's just we'll stop it sooner.
Yeah, we understand. We're just getting our bearings, Bob. Okay. That's got to be Trident East right here, Jack. See that? That's got to be Trident East. That's the big one.
On the right or the left?
On the right. Yeah. And Pompey was just over about where Butcher's.
Yeah.
I just want to get our bearings there. You can't look to the east. Okay. I got it. That's an awful big depression over there, isn't it? It says go along this way. Boy, it sure is. Watch it. Oh, hold it. Oh, I tell you, I gotta get out of the east. Stand by. Dean, I think I'm gonna head about 120 out of here.
Well, you got another hole on your right here.
I got it.
Whoa. Not sure what's wrong. Why don't you go left there? Go left around this thing.
And 17, Houston, for your advice, we're trying to use the low gain antenna on this traverse also. Might try and be good guys and turn it for us when you have to.
Okay, Bob.
That's general reminder number one.
Dean, I think we need to head south.
Yeah, we got to go out here southeast. What's that big map look like in relation to Bear Mountain to you?
You mean the, not sure I can get through it. Okay,
I want call for 116 to point 6.
I ended up
the step.
I ended up with this charge in my hand. There's a big, what are you heading now, south, pretty much?
Yeah.
I think you're getting, that must be station, that must be Emory over there. See with all the blocks in the wall?
Where are you looking? Which way?
Southeast.
Way over there.
Yeah.
That may very well go. This is very easily stunnel right over here. Let's see, we're between the two big ones.
Now that would be Powell
on the right. You think?
Certainly doesn't look like the LNA yet.
Now, sure doesn't.
How about a range and bearing guy? I think we can help you.
Okay, 330.3.
Okay, it sounds like you're probably just driving by the East Trident, or Trident 3.
You didn't call that right there, Trident? My God, if it is, that's incredible. I that's hard to believe.
Well, Larry, you're going to go in the hole with your right.
Yeah, no problem. I can't see the lift too well because of the... Well, if that's Trident...
Okay, and Jack, do you have your camera on?
Well,
if so, could you give me a frame count sometime?
Bob, I got my hands full with this charge.
Oh, okay, forgot about that one.
It's,
sorry about that.
Looks like 4 or 5.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
Boy, if that's tight, woo! Hey, you know that is? Don't you suppose that's tight?
Well, it sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we were quite a ways from Trident then.
I bet you did.
If that's true.
Well, we're at 342.4. That's about right. We're at half a mile. That's about right. Well, when I was looking at Trident, it didn't nearly anywhere near that big.
Okay, if that's true, then we want to go.
Yes, sir.
We're 181.
Yes, sir. We're all right now. That's got to be Trident. What we were looking at before, I got to stop and see what that is. I got to look at those maps when we get in.
Well, it's a triplet, all right. With the depth in between. I wish I could take pictures. Make a few, but...
Well, let me get a few here.
Well, you keep pressing.
Oh, yeah.
We can get them coming back. Take a few, but it's not continuous. My hands are giving out. I wish they hadn't said follow the checklist. Okay, we're at 0.5 and 346. And the surface has not really changed except slightly more hummocky and rolling because of a larger number of irregular depressions or craters. The the rocks at first glance from the rover look very much like what we had around the limb. That's the big ones.
And 17, you might be, Jack, you might be expecting a water flag and a tone in a couple of minutes to go to Oxy.
Okay.
And CDR will be about 5 minutes after
that. I'm
going to
stop there in a minute, Jack, as soon as I get... Okay. I think maybe that might be spindle over there. I don't think we're too far off. Okay, there's my... I got to go to Ox. Can you reach it? Hope so. Okay, Houston, do you see me in Ox?
Stand by. Roger, we see you in Ox.
I'm going to hit somebody's broadside, Jack, and then we won't get any roll angle. Okay, how far have you come? I got to go 0.7, about another 0.7 kilometers. I may be coming up on the edge of it. I don't know. I'm on the right bearing. Now we're all right. Dano's got that dipple on the north. Boy, it's a heck of a way to start out our navigation to the into the cross sun here. Not cross sun, but sun. Now, that's got to be Powell, would you say?
Yeah, must be. Must be.
Listen, you...
Then that's Dano with all the blocks in it.
Boy, am I glad we didn't land out here.
Whew. See this high point up here coming ahead?
Yeah.
That should give us our bearings, I hope. I can't hold that bomb any longer.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to drop it in my seat.
Okay.
Okay, it's there.
Keep it between your feet.
It will. My hands aren't going to be any good for sampling.
Okay, that's Powell, huh?
Okay, copy that. 340 and 1. Yeah, Roger, beautiful. 340 and 1.2 is where we expect the station to be. And it should be up on the top of a little bit of rise that you see coming up there, or almost to that rise. You ought to be in the vicinity of some very large boulders.
Houston, there's a... there's certainly a lot of big boulders. Let me take a look into the sun here. That doesn't look like what I thought sun will look like. There's no dimple there. 1.2, he said. Oh, this is it over here, though, I guess.
Yeah, Steno ought to be at right at 9 o'clock there, Gene.
At my 9 o'clock. Yeah?
Either that or your 3 o'clock.
How do you know where we are?
I think you're probably right, although it doesn't impress me as what I saw in the LNA. How much time we got to drive now, Bob?
Okay, stand by.
I think that's probably Emery up there. That's Steno, I guess.
Yeah, seven,
Jack?
Jane and Jack, we'd like you to, if you're in the vicinity, we think you're just about there. We were planning on you leaving the SEP and getting to this place at about 4 plus 5, 8, and we're showing about 5 plus 0, 0 right now, so you're right on time. And if you're at 340 and 1.2 or in that vicinity, you must be at the station or very close to it where you can see. Over.
Well, it doesn't look real familiar, Bob, as far as Steno is concerned. Okay, I think they can locate us if we work that block field right there. Let me get my water.
Okay, on the map we're showing, Jack, what you're probably looking at, you're seeing that there's a couple of boulders at just above, at about the, with north being 12 o'clock, there are a couple of boulders at about the 9:30 position on Steno. And then there's a couple of more at about the 9 o'clock position on Steno, and we're putting the station right in the midst of all those boulders. Over.
Well, Bob, I don't know. It's hard to follow that that's where we are. I'm not sure. It doesn't look like what I expected Steno to look like.
No, me either.
Okay, what's the range in Barron one more time?
Okay, 346-1.1. I think it'd almost be worth. I bet that's Emery up on that hill. That's gotta be. Yep. Okay, well, let's park it at Boulder Field here. Getting at Boulder Field. I mean, I wish we could have gotten near one of the big ones, but let's do it. We're going to run out of time.
Yep. Now, that's affirmative, guys. There's no point in deviating around and spending 15 minutes trying to get to a particular spot or down to a bigger boulder. You must be in the near vicinity. If you're really worried about it, I guess you might drive a little bit to the east to the river
we've got,
unless you're there. Over. Your judgment.
No, we're okay. We got a good place.
All right.
Okay, I'm parked 180.
Roger, stand by on that.
We wanted to get off? What do you mean?
Okay. No, okay. I was just wondering about where you're going to park. Go ahead and park 180. I was questioning whether they wanted us to park into the
sun. Okay, I'm headed.
180 is a good heading.
Okay, I'm headed to... I'm headed 182... 346, 1.2, 1.1, 110, 108, 100 and 118, and off scale low on all of the boulders.
Okay, I copy that.
Bob, can we deploy?
That's affirmative, Jack, and
deploy it now.
You can deploy it right now. That's good.
That's a 1 pound charge for the lunar seismic profiling experiment.
Beautiful. We'll give you the Taper of the Year award.
Boy, you're going to have to give me the Dust of the Year award after this. Okay. Ben one. Mark, safe. Band 3, mark, safe. That'll be in a band, Gino. Okay.
Okay, I copy that.
Bob, you got close.
Just to confirm that is EP6, right?
We're about 15 meters from a 20 meter blocky rim crater. It's about 3 to 4 meters deep.
All the blocks on the rim look like the Bernstein Plagioclase Gabbro, the vesicular rock, being at the limb. Based all that I've seen so far.
Okay, I copied that, Jack. And is this crater to the east or west?
It's to the northwest of the rover.
Okay, copy that.